Nowadays, we are all looking for protection. If you are considering a firearm, make sure you get the proper training. Train with Alec at the Alec Baldwin Shooting School. Courses offered include how to kill someone without squeezing the trigger, shooting from point blank range, and of course, how to blame someone else if you get caught shooting someone. Don't just go shooting your mouth off. Shoot your gun off with Alec.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the worst fucking podcast you've ever heard. Both Mics.
And welcome to Both Mics, everybody.
Hey guys, Both Mics, the show about nothing and everything. That over there is Mike Sofka.
And that is Mike Taylor over there. And together We are Both Mics.
We are Both Mics, and we're doing show 169. Where are we
I'm showing 167 here.
167. All right. Welcome to show 167 of Both Mics. You can hear us anywhere podcasts can be heard. You name it, we're there. You got one of those little devices on your counter? Say, Alexa, play Both Mics. And guess what? Our voices will come over the airwaves. Both Mics. Show number 167. The house things, Mr. Sofka.
All right.
Okay.
Worried about this Chinese balloon.
A Chinese balloon?
Yeah, you don't know about that?
No, dude. What happened to a Chinese balloon? Is that like... I don't know. Well,
it's currently floating over our country.
Oh.
At 60,000 feet.
Is it red?
It started... No, it's not red. It's one balloon. Okay. It's China in origin. They say it's civilian-owned, China does, which is stupid because any business that you conduct in... Communist China, you have to be partners with Communist China.
Yeah, it's the government.
This balloon has entered our airspace via the Pacific, gone through Alaska, did a loop-de-loop, cut through part of Canada, went through Washington, Montana. They can see it from all over. People are taking pictures of the things all over the place. And they're saying it. The winds caught it and it went awry. And our Pentagon and our government, the awesome leadership there, is saying there's nothing to see here. Everything's okay as it flies over Kansas and now Missouri. And this balloon is just going to fucking do whatever. Is it going to drop bacteria spores? Is it going to drop a virus? They say it was just monitoring weather for agricultural purposes, and it got off track. So we've been following this thing since it left China.
Right.
And we're allowing this thing to fly over our airspace.
And they've not decided not to shoot it down.
The highest power in this country made that decision.
Idiot!
Interesting. They didn't scramble jets or anything?
Oh, yeah. Oh, they've had close-up looks at it. Oh, yeah. We're just going to let it go. It's going to happen. Do you know Mandarin? Do you know how to speak Mandarin?
No, but there's a road over here called Mandarin.
No, but you might want to brush up on the Mandarin because, you know, we talked about it in the past that all the agricultural lands are being bought in this country by China and Bill Gates. And now we're letting a weather balloon fly 60,000 feet over our entire populace. And we're just like, okay, now let me ask you a question. If the roles were reversed and we were flying a balloon over China or over Russia, what do you think would happen?
Oh, it would be gone in a second.
Yes.
But yeah, I'm pretty sure we've probably done that before. You know, maybe we're a little smarter about it.
Oh, no, we have. We got caught before over Russia. Big spy plane back in the late 60s. They captured our shit. And we got caught like 20 years ago or so flying over China. And they took our shit and they studied it and reverse engineered it.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Well, didn't the Russians shoot down a South Korean 747 with passengers on board because it went
invaded their airspace? Yes. Yeah. This is in the heartland of our country right now, and we're saying, please, go right ahead.
Wow. Yeah.
Pretty crazy. I can't make this shit up, dude. It's on the news all over the place. Well, there's only one or two news sources covering it because, you know, can't have any bad news. Let me look at this again here because I'm seeing that they did scramble from Nellis Air Force Base some F-22 Raptor stealth fighter jets, took a close-up of it. People are taking looks at this thing through their own cameras.
Nellis is in Las Vegas. That's the Air Force Base in Vegas.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's like they scrambled them to Montana. Jeez.
Yeah, well, this thing's 60,000 feet in the air. It's pretty high in the air. That's miles up in the air. So, yeah, they could see it from there. You could see it with the naked eye from Earth. If you're standing in an area, it's like, you know how you can sometimes see a satellite or something or Elon's shit? Yeah, you can see it like that.
Is there an app tracker yet?
No, I looked for that. And here's what I want to know. How come every year... I speak from the heart with this because of NORAD. NORAD tracks Santa Claus every year. They can't track this fucking balloon.
We need to know where you are. Jeez.
Yeah. I mean, what are we doing?
Yeah, no, I'm sure they know exactly where it is and who knows what it's up to, but I'm sure it's something nefarious. Why else? Why would they shoot it down if it was a weather balloon? You know, they got to start shit. Just got caught.
There's also, and I can see not shooting it down over population centers and so forth. It was over Montana for quite a while where there's virtually nothing. But, the comment from the Defense Department or the Pentagon was, well, there's a lot of vacant land. There's also a lot of schools. There's also a lot of people. Well, not if it's vacant land. I mean, if we can land a rocket booster on a postage stamp in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, if we can fuel a jet in midair. Multiple times. We can't wrangle this piece of shit down and reverse engineer it safely, pull it down and then figure it out what they're doing.
Because poke a hole in it.
Well, apparently over Canada, one of these things happened before. Now, I don't know about that, and I'll have to look more into it, but I believe that. And China said, yeah, we do these things all the time. So is this the first one we're catching?
Right.
Is the worst thing. And now the Pentagon and Department of Defense is claiming that they've made it impossible for it to gain any more technology or information such as it flies over all our nuclear attack sites, the places we have rockets and shit ready to launch.
Right.
Yeah. It's been flying over all that shit.
Yeah. Montana.
I suppose we disabled its ability to record information.
Right. Yeah. It's not good, regardless,
Why would the leader of our country purposely, when they brought it to his attention directly, why would the leader of our country say, take this threat out of our airspace? Why did the leader say, yes, let it float over our nation and do whatever you want? Why would our leader do that?
Not a clue. Bad move, for sure.
Idiot. I was just curious. It is interesting timing, though, because it's coming with that northeast storm. You heard about the northeast storm?
You sure? Maybe it has something to do with Groundhog Day?
Yes, exactly. The Chinese groundhog.
The Chinese. Did you hear about the groundhog celebration in Quebec, speaking of the northeast?
No.
Just like they have in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, they have a big celebration. All the, all the townspeople are there. They have a huge setup. And it's time to get this groundhog out of its thing. The guy with the top hat and the big coat goes in and grabs this raccoon, grabs this this groundhog, brings him out, holds him up, and he's dead. He has a dead groundhog in Quebec for their groundhog celebration.
And that really happened.
Yeah, yesterday.
Wow. So what does that mean? It's going to be a killer winter?
Eternal winter.
My God. The world's chaotic here. No, they're saying this storm that's going through the northeast right now, as we talk about this in the first couple of days of February here, this storm is record-breaking. Deep freeze is going to hit. Okay? Now, right now, they're expecting temperatures like in the city of Portland in Maine or Burlington, Vermont, to be close to negative 41 degrees.
That's with a wind chill?
No, wind chill could go up to 100.
Oh, damn. Yeah, that's going to ruin someone's day, that's for sure.
There were 8 fatalities from a similar storm so far this year in Texas, 2 in Oklahoma, and 1 in Arkansas due to people dying due to bad weather since Monday. So in the last couple of days here.
Yeah, I know San Antonio had a bad one either last year or the year before since we moved. And they're still talking about it. A lot of people died in the San Antonio area from cold exposure.
Do you know why most people in that area died?
No, why?
They didn't have proper access to power. The power went out. Do you know why the power went out?
Oh, yeah. That whole windmill thing, right?
But why are the windmills there? Because of global warming. You had a big chill storm. When are we gonna stop the bullshit, the games, the money grab? It's crazy. And nobody knows nothing. Nobody cares about nothing. Nobody's watches the real news. They watch the mainstream media. Mainstream media is not covering the shit we talk about, dude. They don't. They don't cover it like we cover it. And we're a fucking mom and pop little shit show here. I mean, we're the worst fucking podcast out there. Just listen to the intro lady. And we talk about this shit, but mainstream media won't. So here's my question. What do you think these folks in the Northeast are going to feel when the price of heating oil, because heating oil is the greatest consumer of heating oil in this country is in the Northeast United States. Right, that's where a lot of that stuff is. So being oil is up so high and heating oil is up so high. What do you think they're going to feel like? Has your electric bill gone up, Mike? Mine went up in the past year.
Mine hasn't.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering. I just feel bad for these people in the Northeast with heating oil costs and so forth. I'm just trying to figure it out. I mean.
Yeah. Now, the house I grew up in used heating oil. Let me see. Cost of heating oil per gallon. That was not easy. Come on. Should be right on the front page here. Yeah. The house I grew up in. My grandfather built had an oil tank buried under the ground, and in a basement we had a furnace, like loud as can be, that would just have a straight oil burning fire in it. All right, winter heating oil prices for 2023. Wow. Price per gallon, $4.54 a gallon.
How does that compare to 2019 or 2020?
Let's go with 2020, 2021 season, $2.55.
So it costs you about another 70%. I'm doing the math on the top of my head here.
Let's go back even farther. 2015.
Yeah.
Before Trump, $2.06. So it almost doubled. It more than doubled since then.
Since 2019.
2019. I would say it's gone up 25 to 30%. And since 2015, it's doubled.
That's a lot. Yet we're not going to produce any oil in this country. We're going to shut down leases. We're going to shut down pipelines. We're going to continue to jab at people. Why? Because nobody watches the real news and nobody cares. That's why. Hopefully you're watching this and you care. That's why you're watching. I appreciate you watching or listening.
I remember in high school, it was 83 cents a gallon.
Yeah.
And we had like a 500-gallon tank. God, 500 gallons times 4, that's $2,000 right there. To fill your tank, and maybe it'll get you through one season. Maybe. That's crazy.
That's nuts. There's going to be people die because they can't afford to heat their homes. That's going to be a fact.
Well, that, and then they'll turn around and they'll use the burners on their gas stove. And,
those aren't safe. You're not allowed to have a gas stove in your house, Mike. You're an adult. You're not allowed to have that.
That burns all the damn oxygen out of your house. People die that way. It's space heaters, all that crazy shit. man.
A gas stove will burn all the oxygen out of your house if you don't have any recirculatory air, if you don't have any way for air to move. That's correct.
Right.
But if I turn my gas stove on, I can leave it on for 8 straight days in this house. As long as I have proper ventilation, it'll be fine. I'll be fine. Everybody will be fine.
Yeah,
where proper did you ventilation. Get that stat?
What? Who?
That people die every year from gas stoves in their house. Where did that come from? I've never heard that. Where did you hear that?
Have you been in New York City?
Yeah.
Yeah, all the time. Space heaters catch things on fire. Stove catch things on fire. Oh, yeah,
catching on fire. But a gas stove takes out all the oxygen in your house?
It can. It's a fire if it's not properly ventilated, wow. You know. And why would you ventilate your house? They let the cold air in. So, yeah.
No, you have to have return air on every time you have any air circulation system. You have to have return air.
Well, the people who don't have heat probably don't make the best decisions in the world anyway. So.
Well, that's true. I mean, if they can't afford it, they can't afford it. Fuck. Valentine's Day's coming up. What are you doing for Valentine's Day?
Nothing. We spent too much money, so we're taking Valentine's Day off. How about you? You got grand plans?
No, but it got me looking at some things for Valentine's Day, and I did find something kind of humorous. It comes from your stomping grounds, your old stomping grounds there.
Yeah.
In San Antonio, the San Antonio Zoo.
Okay.
Cry me a cockroach. San Antonio Zoo. This is according to sazoo.org. The global phenomenon is back. San Antonio Zoo hosts its Cry Me a Cockroach fundraiser, where funds raised support the zoo's vision of securing a future for wildlife in Texas and around the world. The Valentines join in the fund by donating to symbolically name a cockroach, a rodent, or a veggie if you prefer, after your not so special someone. This is classic. This is great. I love it. As part of your $5, $10, or $25 donation, you will receive a digital downloadable Valentine's Day card showing your support for Cry Me a Cockroach. Then you can have fun with it on social media, get whatever.
Okay.
There's optional. For optional things for people, a digital download Valentine's Day card informing someone they were named after a cockroach, rodent, or veggie and fed to an animal at the San Antonio Zoo. So you can go to your, you can donate money to the San Antonio Zoo. They'll name a cockroach after your ex. And then they'll do a video card of them feeding it to an animal at their zoo.
That's actually funny. Yeah.
Name your own cockroach. Last year, the most popular names of name your own cockroach were Jacob and Sarah.
Yeah. Well, they're very popular names now. So that makes sense.
Would you do this, Mike?
No, it's kind of ridiculous, but funny. Definitely funny.
Buddy, it's $10 or so you send this? $25 maybe? Yeah, that's like those bag of dicks. I mean, I like it, but I don't know. Am I mad enough to send you something in the mail for $30? You know, I mean.
Right. Yeah, for an ex.
Yeah, I don't know if I could do that. What if it was free? Would you do it?
No.
I'm just trying to see where the line is. I'm just trying to see.
No, I don't think of my ex enough to even be, consider it.
And now, how
lived there for 11 years and never heard about it until you mentioned it here.
How would you feel if you found out somebody named a cockroach after you and did this fundraiser?
I don't think it would bother me. I would probably laugh it off. Who knows?
I think it's pretty disgusting, actually. Cry me a cockroach. It's pretty funny, though. I mean, it made the news.
Yeah, and the thing is, it's run by the city of San Antonio. So, like, the city of San Antonio condones bullying of exes. I don't know. Kind of weird.
I find it funny that you can name a cockroach, a rodent, or a vegetable. Like if they're feeding a horse a carrot or whatever, I guess, at the zoo, whatever they feed these things, if they feed them vegetables, you can name a vegetable. I've never in my life named a vegetable.
Yeah, me neither. And I've touched millions of them.
I've heard of people having pet cockroaches, so I get it. I've heard people have involuntary cockroaches. I get it. And then same thing with rodents.
Yeah. Beats me.
So it got me thinking.
Yeah.
What are some of the worst Valentine's Day gifts?
Well, there's always the trusty vacuum, right? Isn't that always the go-to?
Yeah, that's
vacuum or a dishwasher.
I'm looking through the list. On this list, according to tinybeans.com, whatever that means, there's 29 of these things listed here that have made their list of the top things you should not get as Valentine's Day gifts. You should not get or you should not give these things.
Okay.
You care to see how many you can name in maybe 15 seconds?
Well, vacuum is always the thing there.
Ready? Go. Okay.
Vacuum. Like power tools, you know, things that are for you, fishing rod. What else? How about like bad, like flowers that are dead or flowers that die shortly after you buy them, like quality flowers.
All right, that is one of the top ones on the list there. They don't call them dead flowers, though. They call them cheap flowers. It's number one on the list.
Okay, flowers that die, yeah.
A plant with a discounted tag attached. You know, the ones that live right next to the pretty flowers at the grocery store.
Nice, yeah.
Someone wrote in and said that happened. These are all sent in. This is like a survey. This is actual research done on this. So somebody actually sent that in and said, yeah, I got a discounted plant.
Wow.
I've
seen a lot of those mail order flower places. They're like crappy quality. You know, I've been subject to that before, and won't use them anymore. Like 1-800-Flowers.
Yeah, years ago that stuff was pretty good, pretty reliable. But I've had some hiccups with companies like that, so I know what you're saying. Yeah. Number 29 on this list.
29.
Nothing at all.
That's a bad thing to get. It's better than a dead flower.
This one woman writes in and says, the first Valentine's Day after we were engaged, I said to my now husband, so we aren't doing gifts for Valentine's Day, right? And he said, maybe just something small. I followed this rule and got him an engraved money clip. Turns out his small really meant nothing, which I would have been fine with, but he set the rules.
Wow. How about like a dinner with a coupon? Is that on there?
Coupons are on. Expired coupon is on here. That's number two.
Why would someone bother?
An ex gave me an expired coupon to a restaurant that had shut down, the only location in our area.
Nice.
A coupon. Not a gift certificate. Not a gift card. A coupon.
So you gotta come out of pocket anyway.
Empty box of chocolates is number 28.
Okay.
He told me that he bought it and there was coconut in all of them and that he had to eat them to keep me from having an allergic reaction. So really, he said, for Valentine's Day, I saved your life. It didn't last long after that, she says.
Wow. Yeah. Especially you're dating. Like, if you're married, that's one thing. You know, it's kind of water under the bridge situation. But if you're dating or courting somebody, yeah, you got to step it up a little bit.
Yeah. Number 27, the most boring gifts ever. I guess these are little gifts. Like this one here says, my husband bought me a beanie and a black plain coffee mug.
Beanie? Is she Jewish?
I don't know. 26, a jewelry box with nothing in it.
At least it's something tangible that she could use, but I don't know if that makes it the top 30 worst.
Number 25, weird food. This weird. Consists of one person put in that they received a box of cashew cereal. Somebody else received a can of sardines. And somebody else received deviled eggs. See, you have to show these things to your spouse so she knows she ain't got it that bad. You know, somebody doing this.
Yeah, no, we're playing it low key this year.
Easy divorce is number 24.
Easy divorce? Is that a bad thing?
I don't know.
The only thing better than a good marriage is a good divorce.
You know? Someone else's scent is number 23.
Nice.
He gave her a bottle of really old perfume that she was pretty sure was his mom's at one point. Number 22, cards referencing bodily functions.
Like you open the card and he goes...
Yeah, the card they show, the example they show, has a picture of a butt with a fart coming out that's shaped like a heart. Love you and your tootie booty, it says. A hair trimmer and a photocopied card.
Nice. A hair trimmer. Is that like a nose hair trimmer?
It does not say. Does not say what kind of trimmer.
Now, are these all gifts that women received, I guess?
Yes. They don't say whether they're man or woman here because that would be, you know, sexist and racist and homophobe and everything else and transphobic and all sorts of stuff. So number 20, bad news, a text breaking up with me. Happy Valentine's Day. We're breaking up.
Wow. Yeah, there was a DJ that said, it never pick up a woman or never pick up a girl between Thanksgiving and Valentine's Day.
Yeah, no, it's true.
You know, you got to deal with family, you got to buy presents and New Year's and all that stuff, and then Valentine's Day. After Valentine's Day, you're good to go.
Number 19, any type of cleaning tool, supply, or appliance. And they put in here a weed whacker. You talked about the vacuum before. That was
one. Right, and power tools, so I got two in one.
A heart made out of meat that you can eat.
I've seen those before. Like, what is wrong with people? Yeah, it's like my wife will make Mickey Mouse shaped pancakes for the kids. And like, I'll take the pancake before the kid will even see it, and I'll cut it up for him, and it'll have pieces of pancake in a dish. Like, why bother making Mickey Mouse pancakes when you can make a regular pancake in half the time? And the kids never see the Mickey Mouse pancake. But why bother? They'll be it.
Yep. Number 17, it's your funeral. Literally. This ad takes till death do us part an idea step beyond what vows intend. And there's an ad in the paper. And the ad says, if you had no idea what to get her for Valentine's Day, imagine how overwhelming arranging her funeral will be. Honey, for Valentine's Day, I got you your funeral.
Like the casket and the planning and everything?
Yeah.
That's kind of, not good.
Number 15.
People aren't good planners. You know, all this stuff comes out like right after Christmas. Once the Christmas stuff is off the shelves, the Valentine's Day stuff goes on. So you wait till what, the 13th, and then you have nothing? Yeah. If you don't have your wife's Valentine's Day card by now, yeah, you're missing the boat. You're gonna be picking through. You're gonna have like a Valentine's Day my cousin card waiting for you at the store.
That's funny.
Yeah, so
number 16 here. The gift representing exactly the opposite of who you are. This girl goes on to say, my boyfriend at the time took me to dinner for Valentine's Day and then surprised me with a horse-drawn carriage ride. Total fail. Because it was cold and I'm Southern, I don't do sub 50 degree weather well, and I hate the horse-drawn carriage industry. We didn't make it past March.
Well, yeah.
All right. One more here, and then we're going to do the top 14 of these in the next show here because we're running out of time. Number 15, dental hygiene products.
Really?
A tongue scraper as a Valentine's Day gift.
Yeah, that dental floss. I guess you're trying to tell her something.
Actually, we'll go through a couple more of these. We'll do the top 10 in the next show here. Hair. Number hair? 14, hair. My husband, then boyfriend, once gave me a picture frame filled with his hair. He thought it would be romantic.
That's disgusting. Is Jeffrey Dahmer? Who's this guy?
An oversized tank top. This woman received an oversized tank top. She says, you know, the ones once by the horribly offensive moniker wife beater. It was meant to be used as a dress. I kid you not.
Well, yeah, it's because the hooter will stick out the boob will pop out the arm sleeve.
Thrown out the side boob action.
The guy ain't stupid.
Jumper cables, number 12.
Yeah. Well, you know, I could see that. You know, you don't want your loved one to get stuck on a highway somewhere or in a dark parking lot.
This woman goes on to say, when I was a kid, my dad gave my mom a set of jumper cables for Valentine's Day. As it turns out, the story has a happy ending. He was in a doghouse for a couple nights, but a week later when her battery died, he was a hero again.
Right. And she took the water out of it.
Last one before we get out of here on this show here. Toilet seat.
Okay.
My dad gave my stepmom a toilet seat once for Valentine's Day. He genuinely thought he had the best gift ever. This happened over 5 years ago, and we still laugh at him about it. It was the most generic toilet seat ever. It wasn't even one of those ones that goes up and down slowly.
Non-slamming? Yeah. So he couldn't, you know, spring for the $30 seat. He got to go with the $15 one?
I guess.
Yeah.
I guess.
You have non-slamming toilet lids in your bathroom?
No.
No. You don't know what you're missing, bro.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Gotta go. Gotta go with the non-slamming.
Can they be controlled from a Chinese balloon?
Yes. Yes, actually. And yeah. Never mind.
I like how that goes full circle. Hey, just a reminder to everybody, go ahead and like, share, subscribe, all that fun stuff. And we're going to continue the rest of this list, the top 10 in 168. Make sure you go over to 168 to check out the rest of the Valentine's Day. Do not get gifts. Woo-hoo!